When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Connect on Post Show Recaps.
That's right.
The We Got Y'all crew is right back at it like it's crack with even more of the content you love. I'm your host, Mari Forth, and I'm so glad to be back discussing episode 2 of season 2 of HBO's hit show Rap Shit. But of course, I can't do these group activities without my co-host, Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Mar, I'm good. I'm just realizing how much we talk about crack here on The Connect. Remember Snowfall? That was fun. We back at it like a snowfall.
Yeah. You know, where else but The Connect to talk about crack?
We the plug. That's, look, you see the logo? Mm-hmm. We are the plug for this kind of content, these kind of conversations. So, yeah, back at it like it's crack to talk about season 2, episode 2, Heavy Traffic, Mari.
Yes, Heavy Traffic. So, yeah, content warning. I don't know.
Do we have to do that here on The Connect? Dang, y'all know what we talk about here? Crack and stuff.
I mean, programming note. That's what I meant. Oh, okay. We didn't know episodes 1 and 2 would drop at the same time.
That's on us. We finished recording. And immediately I said, "Oh yeah. Dang, both of them coming out. That's wild. We should do both of them, but." We didn't do that.
Yeah, that's our bad. So, if you enjoyed our coverage of episode 1 of season 2, thank you so much. Glad we could provide that for you. But now we're coming back, I guess, with a double dose, triple dose. We're going to catch up, you know, and we're starting right here with episode 2. I probably should have checked if we got any reviews. But, you know, we're flying by the seat of our pants over here on The Connect. Sometimes, so you know, it's fun.
Right? We be vibing. Let me do a quick search. Listen, we do this on the Post Show Recaps, you know, podcast page. If you follow us on Post Show Recaps, that's TV and movie podcast from Josh Wiggler and friends. That's us on social media. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts for sure, and just, you know, respond to the main Post Show Recaps feed. And so we do get some reviews on there sometimes. And then, of course, you can always find The Connect, our specific, you know, podcast, like only to The Connect, our feed on the Apple Podcast and on Spotify as well. And so I'm looking right now. And no, we haven't had any reviews on the Apple Podcast. So that's up to y'all. If you're listening to this, go send us some 5-star reviews on Apple. If you can't find us, I'm going to make sure that the links to the Spotify and Apple links are in the show notes here on the YouTube and on the podcast. So, because we got to help people get to The Connect. We got to connect y'all to The Connect. I know it sounds crazy, but y'all got to come find us and subscribe and send us likes and comments and all that stuff so that we can get more people to listen to the podcast. Because I know a lot of people like the show. I talk about the show to all the people all the time. But I mean, if y'all want to hear us talk about it, you got to subscribe. So that's what we're going to do. So hopefully next week we have some reviews to share with everybody here on The Connect.
Yes. And hopefully you should be seeing us on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page. I do not see us on the Post Show.
We have our own. No, we have our own playlist on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. No, we have two now, Mari, is what I'm getting at. The Connect has one. This Rap Shit has one as well. And so that is probably a problem. We probably need to consolidate that for y'all. Again, we get ghetto here on the Connect. So it's going to be a little hood. We're trying to figure it out, you know?
So all of the links, we'll try and put the links in the places that you need, but you should be able to find us. Like, we're here. We're here.
I'm looking right now. Yes. Rap Shit season 2, episode 1. There is a Rap Shit, a Post Show Recaps playlist. It only has episode 1 in there. It will have episode 2 in there. And then hopefully we can get these playlists combined to where you can see them all in one spot, because they, like I said, we get a little hood here. It's a little ghetto, but we're going to get it worked out. Everybody's going to be okay. We're going to get a lot of rap shit coverage and much, much more here on The Connect.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so
it gets ghetto here, y'all. I'm sorry. God.
I like, and this is the perfect property for that. It's like, just like Shauna and Mia, we are flying by the seat of our pants sometimes over here on The Connect. What we're going to do is we're going to break down the episode by storyline. So we'll go over synopsis of the storyline, and we'll break it down and talk about it storyline by storyline. So we can talk about all the juicy, gossipy, messiness of this show. I really love this show. So, of course, after episode one, Shauna and Mia were negotiating being on tour with Rain and Rain and Lord AK. Yeah, Lord AK. And so we come right back to them on tour. They're on TikTok, flexing for TikTok. Like, hey, look at our tour bus, all this, yada, yada, yada. And like we said, they're opening for Lord AK with Reyna, but their names aren't on that marquee. And you can kind of tell that there's already some tension, because, you know, Chassie is like, well, you get what you negotiate for. And Shauna's complaining already. The complaining starts.
Mari, this episode is a lot of Shauna complaining. The show does highlight that Shauna, she does not know how to just let it be. You know, there are moments where she could just play the game that she is trying to play, the rap game. And it is littered with misogyny and horrible people, and it's a lot of stuff in there that's not going to play in their favor. But also, you upset the apple cart, and you might get, things might happen that don't go your way. And so it's exactly. we want to encourage people and empower people to stand up for themselves, but also you got to read the room. And Shauna is not ready to read the room. But my issue with her, Mari, is while they're doing all this, like, you bitches can't even spell Prague, you know, and all this, like, these moments, and they flexing on Instagram and stuff, I can't help thinking, man, y'all would have been so much better off if you had complained about the deal that you didn't get. You know, like when Francois is saying, we ain't gonna give you no money, all y'all gonna do is show up and get exposure. She quiet now. Nope, Chassie, we gotta take this. We might get $1 million one day. But every other thing, she got something to say. Now you wanna be quiet? Wow. Okay, that's why your name ain't on the marquee.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how are you going to complain about, like, this little stuff when you were the one who said, let's do it. It doesn't matter. Like, we can't miss out on this opportunity. Like, but well, yeah. So we got to get into it, because, we do see Shauna, like, on IG, and she's like, she's live, and she's like, yeah, it's our first show. And the comments are so hilarious. I love rap shit. Like, we talked about it in our kickoff episode about how the use of social media in this show is so, like, spot on and on par, and how social media blows up acts and stuff like that. But, like, the use of her being on the live and the comments, like, you go back and forth, it's like, oh, congrats, girl, to, like, what happened to your mask? And, oh, you switched shit up real quick, you know?
Like, girl, I thought you died. You know, that's my favorite one. You know, Mari, you know, and when we talked about, when you and LaTanya talked about Swarm, that was a heavy part. You know, we saw all the tweets, and we saw Facebook posts, and then we saw people in the comment section. And Mark, we live this life. It's so funny, because we're just podcasters, but we go live sometimes, and we get those same comments, like, where's Taryn? You know?
So yeah.
This one where it's like, where's Mia? I thought you were getting arrested. Why are you dressed like a maid? You know, like, that kind of stuff, like, is so funny, because it's so accurate.
Really, it truly is. So, of course, after this, they find out that Chastity comes back, and Chastity's like, you know, Reyna got Gucci on. And they're like, wait, what? She doesn't have the aprons like us? And they're like, no. And then and now she's like, oh, well, this just got racist. And it's been racist.
Y'all let this white lady tell y'all to come on tour for free and wear maid outfits, and y'all looking at Chastity's like, well, now what do we do? Shauna, baby, it's you. You're the problem.
It's you. You're the problem. Yeah. And you know what? I figured out like why I thought her name was Charity. It's because
they keep calling us that. Hey, Charity, where you going with them drugs?
Oh my God.
Mari, it made me question. I almost texted you. I was like, damn, Mari, my bad. I ain't mean to I got her name wrong. I ain't mean to clown you like that on the podcast. Like, no, everybody else is just getting her name wrong. It's Chastity.
So I feel like I didn't get it wrong.
Nah, you got it wrong. You was podcasting about the wrong episode. This morning.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So she goes to try and talk to Francois, and Francois's like, why are you even here? And they're here to be a part of, what did he say, be a asset to Reyna's set. And she's like, we're here to enhance it, which I mean
ate him up.
Yeah. And you know what, I just like calling Chastity the Duke. I think the Duke is so much better. Yeah, so I might go back and forth between that, but so Reyna starts her set. Of course, we get the clip of what we saw them making in that first episode. It was like a little like tour clip video. I love tours that do the little video clip that go into the set. But it's them in the kitchen making
the
crack apparently. I don't
up,
know.
Mari. The SWAT team showed up. That took me out. That was a lot.
That was a lot.
I gotta bring out these chicks for the 305 because three women are wetter than one. I was like, oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god.
I wrote that down in my notes too. But I mean, I'm sorry, Your Honor. It's a bop. Like,
so good. I fear. She got a jam on her hands, y'all.
I know. It's so annoying how stuck in my head that song gets. But they're like, and I mean, also Shauna and Mia's verses on it. So much. We didn't even hear Raina Rain's verse. It's like,
no.
It's the chorus. It's like half a verse. But first she said, you mad because I'm light skinned with a thin waist. I'm like, are you?
Light skin,
pretty face with a thin waist. I was like, is that what we're calling white people nowadays?
That's one way to put it.
Oh my God, I was taken aback. I was like, light wear.
Yeah, I gasped. I said, wait, what? And I was like, wait. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, Shauna and Mia's verses were good. Like, I need to download that on Spotify. But while they're performing, Shauna's like clearly like feeling some type of way because Mia and Reyna kind of had the same kind of like vibe. And so they're like playing off each other. They're dancing with each other. It looked like they all had like a few like set piece dances. And then they were like kind of doing like some freestyle stuff. Mm-hmm. But like Shauna looked like she felt like she was getting overshadowed while Mia was like going in. Like Mia, you could tell, she said like once she hit that stage, she just felt like a different person, and the crowd loved her. The crowd was eating it up, you know. So the performance I thought was really good, and Duke is right. They were the performance.
Yeah,
you know, Raina was good too, but they did.
Mari, the reason why Shauna looks so out of place is because if you pay really close attention, you'll notice that Mia not even wearing an apron no more. Shauna up there looking like a maid, wearing a maid outfit like she always do. You know, like, hey, maid.
Exactly. Well, she should have took hers off and threw it out, off into the crowd like Mia did. Like,
she's too flustered. She sees Mia having fun with the white girl and just couldn't take it. That's really what it came down to. And when they get into that argument where Shauna's like, I want us to be a team, Mia's like, anybody come here to see you, Otis? And I scream.
Exactly. You got to give props to the legends. Mm-hmm. And this is where we kind of merge a little bit with Chastity's storyline as well, because, you know, they're trying to watch Lord AK. They've still not seen Lord AK. The people in Shauna's live keep pointing that out. Have you met AK yet? Like, But Chastity comes like, hey, we need to get into the VIP before in Lord AK's green room before it fills up. And so they go to get in there, and the security guy lets Shauna and Mia in, but doesn't let Chastity in. And this, like, I felt so bad for her. But she's very resourceful, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told that man, you act like you making commission. Like, you don't get paid per head that you keep out of here. Stop it. Like, cut it out. But yeah, she was making a good point for herself. Like, I'm the management. I need to be back here with them as well. Right. Which is, I mean, she's not wrong. But Shauna completely turns on her so quickly. Like, so anyway, what you trying to do? Yeah.
Right. Shauna is so ungrateful. Yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, all right. So you could just figure your way out and we going to go in. Shauna's a hater.
She's such a hater. She's such a hater. It's like, I don't want to root against this woman because, you know, she's not one of our protagonists, but at the same time, she got chill. She's doing a lot.
Shout out to Issa Rae for always having us like semi-hate a little bit. Like
semi a little bit. Just a little
like,
bit.
It's a good well-rounded character. Like, you gotta give her props for that. Mm-hmm. But you know, the Duke, you're not gonna keep the Duke out. So she finds the baddest girls in the club. She comes back with the four baddest girls and she's yelling so AK's dudes can hear. And he's like, oh, you just not gonna let the four baddest girls in the club? It was really good, really smart. It showed her, you know, her pimp skills, really. And she gets her and those girls into the VIP.
Yeah, she said, I got the baddest girls in the club for AK and his crew. And his homeboys, his crew. And the man's like, oh, well, you talking my language now. Bring them all back. And so, yeah, if we know the Duke might not be the best manager, but that pimping is in the blood, you know. And so she wrangled them up real quick and got them all back backstage so she could get that back there with Shauna and Mia. I told you, I like the Duke. In our first podcast we did about this, Chastity's such a good character, man. So
she's really seeing her make moves.
I think
my initial thoughts of her were through Shauna's eyes, of course, in season one, where it's like, oh, the Duke is a pretender. But you can definitely start to see here that Chastity knows what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows what she's doing. Like, and she, you know, she can read a room. Like you said, something Shauna can't do, Chastity can read a room.
Yeah, that's the thing. Chastity is a pretender, but so is Shauna. Shauna out here like, I'm Rhapsody, but you know, I'm Rhapsody, you know, I got like conscious lyrics and I'm above all of this other stuff and I'm light skinned, you know, like she's like very much like, I'm looking down on y'all because I'm better than this. She come from a two parent home with money, you know? And so now all of a sudden she like, her and Chastity is doing the same thing. Like, she's trying to be basically like a stripper rapper, you know, like that kind of music, not obviously not a stripper. But you know what I'm saying? Like, she's trying to make like city girl music. And so that's not her bag either. So for you to be taking this out on Chastity, like, oh, you're not really a manager. It's like, baby, that's not you. So,
right.
I really pot appreciate kettle. Watching them both. Yeah. But yeah, pot, yeah. Meat kettle. Exactly.
And this is where you get like, they're calling her Charity. When she gets in there, she's like, I got whatever you want. Did you get the name of that Lord AK, he called himself Yatta Tat Tat was his Instagram.
Gatta Tat Tat, which I almost made my Twitter name. Yeah. I still think about it. If my Twitter name wasn't Fire John Harbaugh, it would definitely be Gatta Tat Tat right now. Cause I think that is a funny name. Hasn't had a hit since Kodak got out of jail, you know? So
he's just back there. You're the historian. How long has that been?
Been a while. It's been a while. Kodak has turned his life around. Thank you. No further questions. He has been rehabilitated.
Thank F you. Kodak Black.
Wow.
So, yes, Gatta Tat Tat has not had a hit since then, but he's running AK's, like, green room. And Chastity is trying to get close to him with, like, the drugs, and I got whatever you want. He made me very uncomfortable when Duke said, you know, I got whatever you need. And he's like, and he looked at her, like, all serious, like, you don't got nothing I want. I was like, what the?
Right.
He's this like, oh, I'm just playing with you. Like, that dude, not cool. But he does get Chastity to take like a bump with him.
A little bump.
Yeah, And we've never seen her do drugs in the series, I don't think, right?
It doesn't seem like that's her bag, no.
Yeah.
Well, his homie warned him, like, hey, remember what happened to Bricks, who was mixing all those drugs? You should be careful with just taking random drugs from strangers. So he's like, yeah, you're right, Charity, why don't you hit this first so right. I can see if you're willing to do it, so I can make sure you're not trying to kill me, because Bricks are right. not. They end up pouring out one for Bricks later. But yeah, so this was his way of making sure that she wasn't, you know, trying to slip him something, you know?
Yes. And so she takes it, and it's so funny because now she is like wired talking to me and Shauna, and she's like, you gotta follow the groupies, and just I don't even know. You could tell this is where she's trying to find her place in it all. And at first you're like, oh, you know, I don't think she can. And then she does, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Like she does end up finding her place. She ends up, some girl comes up to her and said, I heard you manage. And she's like, you got a talent or something? And the girl just like stretches her leg up. Like,
the girl did not have a talent. Let's be very clear. She tried to twerk, and it was not, it was more like a vibrate that she was doing.
Oh,
but
God.
Chastity was getting some good attention here, so she didn't turn it down. But it was definitely not a talent. No.
Right. And so, you know, while that's really going on, Mia and Sean are just perusing the after party, and Mia runs into this dude, Courtney something, I forget his name.
Courtney Loop.
Sure. Who
I'm here for that.
Yeah. Who Lamont kind of tells her about. And so at first I was like, is this another love interest? Like,
I wouldn't take it off the table.
All the dudes, dog.
She got the hoes. Yeah. Mia keep them on deck, you know. Yeah, well, that's Miyake. You know, Miyake on vacation, yeah. You know. Mari, I got a question. You used to be out in the streets, you know, you was in college for a little bit. No, you was in college.
Yeah.
I need to know. Did Mari have a fake name when going out?
No.
You never did that? Listen.
No, like, cause we were 18 and young and fearless. So no, we didn't have no fake names. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro.
Like, damn, bro, shit to lose.
The fakest name. She used to give out the fakest name. Like, that's, I mean, we were at a HBCU, you were as well. And my homegirl would have, every time I would be like, they're like, hey, your homegirl, Rosalinda. Rosalinda? Who is that? Like, ain't no Hispanic people at this party. And they're like, no, Rosalinda, you know, Guadalupe. I'm like, what? Why y'all name yourselves this? They was here for a good time, not a long time. They were just trying not to get, you know, nobody blowing up their phone or social media.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, like me and none of my friends had fake names. I guess because we all had nicknames, you know.
Yeah. You don't want these people following you too quickly, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a good move.
That's true. Yeah. Right. But I thought it was also weird because, like, also, but you're an act though. You're a rap act. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, is she trying to say that's her rap?
That's like her other name. Yeah. Like she got, you know? Yeah. You know, you can have multiple rap names, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Well, I guess they still haven't. Well,
they still have a group name.
Shauna and Mia. Right. Yeah.
Their name went on the marquee. So you really could call yourself whatever you want. Right.
Okay, so, you know, it's cute. I like it, you know, and like you said, you don't want people blowing your spot up. But while she's talking to Courtney Luke, she gets a video message from Cash Chaser, who's like, where you at? You should be, like, right here next to me.
Right, so you got Lamont, her baby daddy, who said, put me down with Courtney Luke. And we know that them two kind of still be feeling each other.
Lamont and Mia. A little bit.
Yeah. Well, then we see Courtney Luke walk up and she does look like she's interested in Courtney Luke. I was thinking, dang, you really finna dirty Mac your boyfriend like that? You really finna, instead of hooking him up with Lamont, you really gonna try to latch this man down too? But then Cash calls before she can even make a move. I said, hey, Mia, you got the juice. You know, she got a lot going on.
You got the juice now.
Yeah.
You got yeah, and they all fine. Like, they're not even like, like all of them fine. So Mia living her best life. She's the protagonist. I can unabashedly refer. <You know? laughs> No conflict here.
Yeah, I don't see no problem. Go cook.
Yeah. But Shauna is like, Shauna's real awkward. Like, Shauna's like, this is clearly not her bag. Clearly, you already talked about somebody calling her Rhapsody if she was a hoe, which took me out. I was like, that was great. That was perfect.
Shauna's response was like, yeah, that's it. That's pretty good. That's what I'm going for.
Especially now, I know I have a deep understanding about Rhapsody now. I feel like after we covered Ladies First, that was good. That was good. But Gatatat decided, he was like, okay, let's see who will make it onto AK's bus. And this is, do they do this stuff? I've only almost gotten backstage at a concert once. And it was a pretty Ricky concert. And I think God was looking out for me, because
I'd agree.
me and my best friend Patty, we went to the concert with this other girl, and we was about to be at that hotel door, and the other girl didn't have her ID. And they were IDing, and they're like, we were 19, we were 18 at the time, on the dot. And the other girl didn't have her ID, so we couldn't get in. And like I said, I think God just said, that's not somewhere you need to
be. That is funny. I've actually been in a rapper green room before. My cousin, he used to open up locally, because he's a rapper, and Juvenile came to concert and he was the opening act, and so we were like kicking it, and I was in eighth grade, Mari. I was in eighth grade. I don't really want to age myself, but Know Your Clap had just started to pop off in slow motion. So my sister was at the concert too, but she was like in high school. So she was at the high concert, and she didn't know I was there until she saw me with the entourage, because my older cousin was the rapper. And so she's like, get me backstage. So I got her and her homegirl backstage, and she touched the men's hands and stuff. And then she called my daddy, I'm never washing my hands, all this other stuff. Yeah. And talked so crazy to me, like it was my fault she was at the concert. But yeah. Some really wild things happened back there.
I believe it.
I didn't see nothing like that happen like this, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure that this is probably a thing.
Yeah, we kind of waited a few minutes and because at that point our ride had dropped us off at the hotel, and so but we couldn't get in, and then so we had to wait for them to come back. So we were sitting there waiting for like 20 minutes or so. So some girls who are in front of us had went up, and they came back down. And we were like, well, what happened? And they was like, it was,
we good. We good. No worries. Don't go in there.
And we were like, okay. Yeah. Oh my God. They feel like there's more to this story. What happened?
I need to know what's left. Listen, it's just me and you here. We're not recording a podcast.
I'll tell you, I'm fine. It was so funny. But so Gatatat here, though, starts playing a game. So he's asking the girls questions, and he says, if you get the question right, you know, you get one step closer to get on the bus. If you get the question wrong, you get kicked out of the green room right then and there. But it starts to become abundantly clear that he's using these questions to kick out all the dark-skinned girls. And wow, I've never seen something so egregious in my life than this game.
Yeah, it's bad from jump. So the first question is, what's his first single? The woman gets it wrong. Shauna obviously is a rap historian, so she knows that it's the right or wrong answer, and so she's shocked when he's like, you got it right, what do you mean? The second woman, the dark-skinned woman, gets asked the square root of 92, and she begins the answer, and she says 9 point, and he says wrong, and he cuts her off. But had he let her finish, she probably would have been right, because it is 9 and some change, you know? And so
I was going to be like, did 92 have a square root?
Right. I was like, wait, she actually let her cook, because she was about to get it right. So I assumed, okay, I'm still looking at this. I'm green. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe he just didn't know the answer to that either. Maybe she was wrong. Maybe she was way off. Who knows? I don't math. So then the next question was, how many letters are in the alphabet? And I believe this woman's like 24, 26. And it's just like, she got it wrong.
She said 24.
And she said 24. When we know the answer, it's not 24. And so she's like, she gets wrong. Yeah. And so she's like, he's like, but it's right. It's right. Yes. So the next question, Mari, can you name how many countries are in Africa, Mari?
I honestly used to. I taught geography like 10 years ago at a church camp, but I cannot anymore. No, I can't.
Right. And that's, I feel like most people cannot. And yeah. So, so this was a dead end answer for this woman. So she gets kicked out.
And as she gets kicked out, he's like, all right, show this Nubian queen the door.
Yeah, the Nubian queen who couldn't get the African question. Like, sir, Gat, you suck. So he goes over to the white lady. He says, okay, finish this sentence for me. Head, shoulders, knees, and she says toes, and she gets it right. So
I'm not gonna lie, Chana's like little commentary in between all this was kind of funny. She's like, the nursery rhymes
for the white lady. Okay, yeah. Shauna was mad, but she was beside herself at this point, right?
She's like, you see this, right? Like, she's turning to all the dark-skinned girls. She's like, you see what he's doing? And the dark-skinned girl's like, shut up.
Shut up. You're going to ruin this for us. Yeah. And I don't want him to ask me no questions. And so the next question, Mari, who shot Biggie?
Shauna's like, that's a trick question.
It's a trap. It's a setup. But
the LAPD. No. Right.
So of course that person gets kicked out too. But this is what draws attention to Shauna.
He said bye dreadlocks when he kicked her out.
Which is, again, sir, what is wrong with you?
Very colorous.
But this draws the attention to Shauna, who probably would have been fine. I would say that she's a light-skinned woman, that she probably could have slid under the radar, but she was running her mouth. And so now the attention's on. And so she says, name all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Everybody, oh, that's hard.
and I'm at home like, got him. Like, the way I know this one, I know this one like the back of my head, Mari. And I tell you what, even I got it wrong, because I forgot about mathematics. I said, oh my god, DJ Symphony, mathematics, how did she get those? You know, anybody could get Capadonna. You know, you think that's a deep pool, but it's not, you know, Master Killer, you got. She said DJ Symphony. I was like, well, you gotta let her on the bus now. You know, you got to. And
she nailed it.
She nailed it to the point where she embarrassed him.
Yeah. And everybody started clapping.
And so Mari, this was very cringy. He embarrassed her back and basically assaulted her with a bottle of champagne. I mean, he hit her with the bottle, but you know.
Yeah, he sprayed the bottle all on her and stuff like that, which this reminded me of, like, I'm pretty sure some rapper did this and got in trouble for it. Like,
you think this was right out the headlines.
I think it was. But anyways, so she, you know, she runs away. She's embarrassed. Back onto the bus, and Mia and Chastity follows her. But before Chastity leaves, Gat says, Charity, wait, where are you going? Leave the bag. And she stops for a second, thinks about it, grabs something out of her bag and says, oh, y'all fools crazy. And she gives him the thing and she's like, you got an Instagram or something? He's like, yeah. He gives her Instagram and he's like, I'll get up with you. And she leaves. Was this Hot Shot, Chappelle?
She was giving out her her contact information, it seems.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, it looked like she was networking. You know, that's the thing with Chastity is that she tells Shauna, like, you messing these things up for us. You know, you got us in this situation, basically, where we're not really respected, but we're on the tour, we're not getting paid, and then you complaining and making stuff hot. Like, bruh, all I can do right now is just try to make the best of this, and if I go out pouting like Shauna, then what have we gotten from this situation? You know, where are we now? But when she's exchanging information with them, she's like, this is a potential, you know, networking moment where they could use Gat in the future, or maybe, you know, they can use the connection or something. So I think Chastity's got her head on straight when it comes to the business side of this. She might not know what she's doing all the way, but she knows that you should not be burning bridges. And Shauna is willing to burn all the bridges just because she likes to complain. And don't get me wrong, her complaints are valid, but they are. You also have to read the room, you know, like, Mari, you as a woman, you have to do this twice as much as I do, because I got a code switch just for being a black man. But then you got a code switch for being a woman and black and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we got all these reasons why we got to shrink ourselves. And Shauna's just not really willing to do it in a situation where it's very obvious that she should be shrinking herself.
Yeah. And, but didn't give him like more drugs though?
Yeah. She like left it off. Like, yeah, here you go. She's like trying to leave in good graces.
But that's what I'm saying. Or those, maybe those drugs weren't, maybe it make him have a bad day.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's hope. Let's figure, fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed that, Chastity's trying to catch a body.
Well, not a whole body, but like,
not a whole body, know. But. You know, partially.
Make him like give him a headache or something.
Right, right.
Can't you do that? Did, you know,
can't you just give him something?
Snowfall. Well, something that'll sting in there, I guess.
Sprinkle a little crack in there. You know, just see what happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, and as soon as they get on the bus, Duke lays into Shauna about that, and like, you can't be all high and mighty talking about calling out racism here and misogyny here. Like, those people aren't gonna listen. And you're right, Chappelle, it's hard, because I do sympathize with Shauna, because she's right. Like, she's seeing this stuff in front of her and it's appalling. But then you're like, this is the rap game, girl. Like, I don't think Shauna realized what the game is, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she wanted to be a big rapper, but when we first saw her in season 1, she didn't want to compromise like her music and herself. She is now compromising all of that. She's completely turning up her style. She's doing all this stuff, you know, because money talks, even though they're not getting paid right now, you know, and she wants to be marketable. But this is the game that you're coming into. And it's weird, because we talked about it with the Ladies First documentary and stuff like that. It's like, we truly do need to change this culture of misogyny, colorism in hip hop. Like, how do you do it? You know? And is this the proper way to do it? It's just so messed up. It's so messed up.
Right. And she really needs allies. Like, it's hard to change that stuff from the bottom of a power structure. So it's kind of like, you need people in the room. Someone in the room should have told Gat to shut the hell up. You know, in the room should have been like, you know, hey, like, if Lord AK ever appears, he should come in there and be like, hey, bro, that's not cool. But because you don't have anybody to challenge his position at the top of the pyramid, then there's nobody's gonna make a change. You know, it's like, all these women could just leave, but they're trying to change their situation with proximity to them. So whether it's experience a little fame, get some money, scam, whatever the case may be, they gotta be in that room to do it. And so it's hard for them to step out and say, okay, I'm gonna sacrifice my position to try to upset the apple cart, because look what happened to Shauna. But it's gonna take somebody on the inside who has a bit of a better standing in the power structure that is the rap or misogyny or whatever, the patriarchy, whatever the case may be, to kind of help bridge those gaps. And right now, Shauna just doesn't have any allies.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a rough scene, but that's the end of the episode. I mean, Francois and Raina did invite them to dinner, and we do hear Raina like, hey, why y'all ain't come to dinner? But maybe because were y'all paying for the dinner? if Raina and Francois were paying for the dinner, I would go. I don't know why they didn't go, but you know, they are broke. So it was an interesting end to the episode. But we do got to talk about Lamont. I do want to touch on Lamont's storyline a little bit. This was a smaller storyline than what was going on with all the main characters, but Lamont is taking care of Melissa, and he forgot that Melissa had a half day at school, and he has to take Melissa to the studio with him.
Yeah. So for me, the Lamont and Mia storyline are tied, right? Because he's got to take care of his daughter, right? Which, I mean, it's his daughter, so makes sense. And so we know that she didn't want Melissa to stay with the grandma or the mom, you know, her mom because it gets ghetto over there too. And so she's like, all right, go with your daddy. But he has to take her to the studio. And Mari, I don't know if you've ever been in the studio, but if you are not making music, there is no more boring place to be as a person who is not making music. Like, you would think like, oh, I get to hear people rap, but it is hours and hours of the same lines and the same this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And just, it is so boring. So to be a child there, there's no way that he thought this through. You know, like, you have to know that this little girl is not going to go quietly and just sit with the headphones on the entire time, especially because she ain't ate all day. Turns out she didn't even die.
The tablet died too, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he had no choice because both his mother and Mia's mother were busy. And poor Melissa, like, I feel so bad for Melissa because, like, some people look at this and be like, oh, she's bad, you know, and stuff like that. But she's in an unstable environment, really, you know. So she like you said, she didn't get lunch at school. He didn't know that. She throws a fit until one of the, there's always a studio lackey. Hanger on.
Yeah. Somebody in there. Yeah, it's always the rich person in the studio. Because I told you, you're boring. You want people in there.
Yeah, and so he offers to go get some nuggets for her for Wendy's. When he started counting and she finished the counting, I was like, oof.
My eyes got big because I was like, oh, that gentle parenting again. She said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was like, oh.
As a gentle parent, I was like, I don't know what I do. Like, the trick.
Your mind say gentle. Maybe not. How gentle? You know, like,
no, every day I gotta remind myself. It's like, you know, I always just remind myself I do not want my son in a therapy office 20 years from now, like, deciding to cut me off. You know,
right? Like, exactly.
That's always my motivation.
That 4, 5, 6 was strong, though. She said
it was.
She had Lamont question everything. He asked Mia later on, what happens after you get if you get to 10? You know, like, what do I do? Yeah.
Like, Melissa was in there rolling around on the ground. Poor baby. Like, I do feel bad for her because, you know, all this is again, displacement. You know, your main parental caregiver is gone. You know, she's very young. It's all confusing. So, you know, it's never her fault, but she is still acting up in the studio because we see, like, he's working with an artist who was, it wasn't too bad. That track wasn't that bad, you know. He actually put some, what did he say, put some Kendrick Lamar on it a little bit or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But then Melissa's like, I want to go home because her tablet's dead and nothing happened. She starts pulling plugs. I was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
To be fair, he told her, go play with your tablet. And she said, it's dead. And he was like, I can get back to this. So if you're a child and you hear my tablet is dead and you have the charger, why wouldn't you go plug it in?
That's
true.
That's true. Little,
you know, like, that's what I'm saying. You really don't want to have a kid in this environment. Yeah, they were smoking weed in there. You know, like, when they walk in the door. Yeah. Yeah, this is not the place for a child.
It's not. You're right. And you know what? You're totally right. Like, all of this makes sense to a child's mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Lamont ends up getting on the phone with Mia, and they're talking, and he's telling her all about. I like how he says, like, I'm exhausted. He now has, like, a newfound appreciation for everything that she does, and I know she was glad to hear that. Of course, they're flirting a little bit. Like we said, he tells her about what's the dude's name? Cameron Luke?
Courtney Luke.
Sure. Was he like an R&B dude? He can't be a rapper. He looks too pretty to be a rapper.
The name Courtney Luke do sound like kind of like a Luke James or something like that.
Yeah, you know,
sound
like exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Bryson Tiller or something. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. He's making that sexy flexy music, you know, like, okay, shirt all open and stuff, you know, that kind of music. I can tell.
They used to call that something too. Anyways. and they're flirting a little bit, you know? And this is all we get from Lamont here, but I do think it's important. We talked about it last week. Showing Lamont trying to be a good father is always, I'm always here for that. I love that. And to show, again, the real struggle of both of her parents are in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lamont is a producer. Her mother is now a rapper, like Melissa's, both her parents. And it's just like, I just like that it feels like it's real, and you can just tell how, you know, childcare is so hard to find. I can tell you that right now. And once you find it, it's expensive. And if you don't have that money, then this is what happens. Like, yeah, we need to go back to villages raising kids because this is
really because it really is a mark of poverty. You know, like neither one of these people can afford to skip work. They're like, I can't skip work, so I have to bring the kid with me. You know, I grew up going to work with my mama a lot. And then the moment I got old enough to watch my brother came to school with me a lot. You know, like it was not obviously not during the school day, but like if I had to go up there for band practice or whatever the case may be, I go get him out of school and then me and him back on the city bus, you know? And so that's what you do when you can't afford childcare. And childcare was cheaper back then. It was never cheap, you know, but it was cheaper back then. Now it's crazy. So yeah, exactly. Melissa, you're gonna have to stick this one out. They just gotta figure out a way to make it work because there's no way that they can afford to skip the time in the studio when both of them are not only working for whatever check they're trying to get in the moment, but they're also working for their big break. You know, Mia's out working for free at the hopes that she gets a big break so that she can make money, you know? And so it's all a big risk, but they're trying to end their situation. They're trying to end the cycle of poverty, you know? So they got to take risks to do that. And sometimes it does come at the expense of kids, you know? And that's why it's so sad to see people in these situations.
Yeah. And I meant to say that we skipped this for Mia. Mia also tells Shauna and Chastity that she's going to get flued out to the next city because Cash Chaser wants to see her. So I don't know where he is, but
he said Miami is where they so
he's flying her back home in between stops.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because what they were in Portland.
Yeah, they were in Portland. He flew across the country.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. So, they went to Portland, and then their next stop is in Oakland.
Yeah. And so, he's about to...
How far is that? A drive?
It's probably not that bad, you know, because, Oakland's in California, but it's not, like, it's not the southernmost California. It's probably not that bad, but it's still not... It's probably not a short drive. Not by any stretch. Yeah. Sasha and Lavina on the call and see what they think.
Yeah. So we'll see that on the next episode. I'm really curious, like what are the days in between this tour? You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess since it's like a low key tour, I'm assuming because, you know, it's not like they're selling out stadiums or anything like that. It must be like a weekend to weekend tour.
Right, or maybe you know it's just like, it's like West Coast, so they're probably hitting like Portland, they probably hit Oakland, maybe San Francisco, maybe LA, you know, like they're probably just in that same general area. They're not finna all over the place.
I don't know, my only point of reference is like drag race shows and stuff like that, how they have like a stop every other day, you know, for Beyonce, but I'm pretty sure like they're not performing on a Tuesday. In Oakland. So maybe it's like, maybe they have a few days in between each gig or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Some travel time for sure.
Yeah. So that's going to be really good to talk about. Anything else before we are done talking about episode two, Chappelle?
It's just that, you know, we really have to look at the tension between Shauna and Mia still. It's still not cleared up. Obviously, Shauna's in a situation where this is not the way that she wanted to live her life, right? Like when she's in the bathroom, Mia's talking about getting flown out and living her best life because she don't even want to be around her like that. She's like, basically, this bus is crowded, so I'm gonna go get flown out and live my life, and you get to sit here on the bus with Chastity, who you don't really like that. After getting champagne and stuff poured all over you and embarrassed in the green room, and everybody telling you it's your fault, and then you got ran around like, using her AAVE all left and right, like, girl, where you been? Why y'all ain't come to dinner? What's up? You know, we the baddies. I'm light-skinned. You know, like, bruh. Yeah. She's in hell. She is really in hell right now. And so the episode ends with her kind of thinking, damn, you know, what am I about to do? What like, how do we get here? Yeah.
Do you think Mia's wrong for getting flued out instead of...
No, I just think that if they were on better terms, stop it, Mark. If you have the opportunity to fly, take the flight. But yeah. I think that for Shauna, it did feel like Mia just didn't want to be around her. You know, like for her, it was like, hey, you know, damn, I'm sorry that you got all that champagne poured for you. You probably need a friend right now. but also I'm not finna be dealing with you. I like, again, y'all can't even spell private jet. I'm finna go, you know, so I'm like,
Weaves. No, that makes sense because they had just gotten to a fight coming off the stage. They go to the back in the green room, and Shauna and Mia don't hang out in the back in the green room because Mia's talking to Courtney Luke. And then this happens to her, and it kind of probably feels like to Shauna that, like, yeah, you're abandoning me after I just was traumatized. So I get it. But also, like you said, if you get you get flued out and
take the flight. If she wasn't complaining, maybe she'd be getting flowed out too.
Okay. That's it for episode two. Yes, if you want to support us here over on the Connect on Post Show Recaps, there's Patreon, you know.
Yeah, but if you could subscribe, it'd be nice too.
You know, it'd be great. Yes, it's possible for us to bring you these podcasts each week. You know, so if you love our coverage of Rap Shit, if you love our previous coverage of The Changeling and The Other Black Girl, please consider signing up at any level. And, you know, tell them that we sent you.
Please. Let them know.
Please. Let them know. Yeah. So you can go to Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps to support PSR and its podcasters. You can also check us out, like Chappelle said, over on Apple Podcasts by searching The Connect on Post Show Recaps. We are also on Spotify now. So The Connect on Post Show Recaps over on Spotify. And we are on YouTube somewhere. It's hard to find, apparently. But
the work it out.
Yeah, The Connect on Post Show Recaps on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page. Go check us out so you can see our beautiful faces and you can see us laugh out loud and just see us be weird and ghetto and unprepared each week.
Right. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I think on Spotify it's the PSR Connect.
Okay, sure. There you go.
You're in the hood now, baby.
Yeah. why did that pop up in my head like early in the podcast? So you can also send us any like feedback or any of like, send us comments, whatever. You can email us by going sending emails to connect@postshowrecaps.com. We read them. If we get them, we read them. And they're normally so good. Like, I love hearing from you guys. So if you are watching Rap Shit especially if you're watching Rap Shit for the first time because we suggested it, please reach out and connect with us on the comments. Anywhere, because I really want to know what this show looks like to people who may have like never thought they'd watch it in a million years. So please let us know. Chappelle, where can people find you?
Follow me on Twitter and I'll tweet out all the links to the stuff I'm talking about. Still covering Suits every day on suitspodcast.com with Rob, Sister, and Eno. If you watch it on Netflix, we're talking about it every day on suitspodcast.com. Check us out, subscribe, all that good stuff. Also here on Post Show Recaps, talking about The Walking Dead. We're about to wrap up Fear of the Walking Dead, and then we're going to go into some several other Walking Dead spinoffs, and I'll be here the entire time talking about that with Josh, AJ, and Jessica Lease. And so check that out and subscribe, obviously, over there. Also here on The Connect, recently just covered Lawman Bass Reeves. We did the first two episodes of that. It's me and Jason Reed, our special guest. We are going to try to bring y'all some like movie and TV coverages as well. Me and Mari have been talking about it, try and bring in some guests as well. So keep up with more stuff here on The Connect to keep up with all of the, you know, potential things that we have come in store. Again, it's going to get ghetto, but we're going to have a good time. And then on Rob Has a Podcast, I'm talking about Below Deck every week with Sasha Joseph. Check out Below Deck Med coverage on YouTube. We go live every Wednesday, but you can subscribe to the Bravo RHAP Ups feed to keep up with that. I also just subbed in for Rob to talk about Survivor 45's most recent question and answer portion, the feedback show. And so you can join me and Sammy from Survivor 43 as we break that down and answer all the listener questions. I just guested on the Lonely Boys podcast to talk about Gossip Girl season five, episode six. It was a great time. I've only seen two episodes. I podcasted about both of them over there. So if you like Gossip Girl, check that out. And then, of course, you can always just keep up with everything that I'm going, like doing and covering on Twitter at Chappelle's_show. Everything else you'll just see. I'll make sure to tweet it out.
Okay. You can find me over on RHAP, bringing true crime True Crime every Tuesdays with the Crime Scene Podcast, me and Sarah Carradine. We are on break just for this week, just our break after our season. So, but we have, what, like 79, 80 episodes you could go back and listen to. We cover different documentaries, docuseries, true crime documentaries, docuseries. We rate them to let you know if you should watch them too. So you can check that out by going to robhaswebsite.com/crimefeed in order to subscribe over there. It's a really fun time. We have great guests. We've had Chappelle on numerous times. We've had lots of other guests. And we talk about all sorts of crime and close to crime and not that crime. Much crime. So it's a good time. So go check us out over there if you didn't know about it. And you can follow me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much, to like the number two. Everything else that I'm doing is I'll post there to let you know. So I mean, we put our tongue in it, so now we're done. So see y'all next week. Bye.